Relentlessly positive, robust and factual, Labor has unveiled its election strategy will be to kill them with kindness and the truth. Labor MPs were in Martinborough for their annual caucus retreat today and their eyes are firmly on this year's election. Jacinda Ardern set the tone for the campaign, announcing Labor would voluntarily sign up to Facebook's transparency tool in a bid to avoid anonymous fake news style advertisements that have plagued overseas campaigns. Political reporter Yvette McCullough was there and filed this report.
Against a backdrop of a sunny Wairarapa countryside, sausage rolls, backyard cricket, and even a bouncy castle for the kids, Jacinda Ardern recommitted Labor to running a relentlessly positive campaign.
One that is free from misinformation, where people can make honest reflections for themselves about what they want for the future of New Zealand. New Zealanders deserve that kind of election campaign.
She announced that Labor is joining the Greens in signing up to the Facebook Ad Library Report, which allows voters to see who is behind paid advertising online, how much they're spending, and who they're targeting. These rules are compulsory in the US, UK, Canada, and the EU, but not here. Labor is also promising that all of its major election policy costings will be independently verified, and that it'll keep working on establishing the Parliamentary Budget Office for 2023.
This is part of our plan to make sure that New Zealand has an election that isn't like some of the elections that we might have seen overseas. It's in keeping with the expectation of New Zealanders. It's positive, that's robust, that's factual.
But Ms Ardern wouldn't overtly say whether the US election or Brexit and the kind of negative campaign she fears New Zealand will fall prey to.
Oh, look, I make that as a general observation. I obviously, as a keen follower of politics, over a number of years, have watched tactics that have been used in overseas campaigns that actually just aren't part of New Zealand's or what voters expect to see.
Or whether she thinks National's Facebook attack ads are the kind of fake news she wants to avoid seeing here.
Oh, I actually was thinking of something different, but you've obviously got your own examples.
In a background briefing today, reporters were told that the party's internal polling shows that New Zealanders are far more optimistic than other countries and that negative campaigning and messaging just doesn't fly here. National leader Simon Bridges says his party is still considering whether to sign up to the Facebook rules, but he stands by his party's attack ads, saying they're factually correct.
I'm resentful of what Jacinda Ardern said when the biggest fake news in the last term has all come from her. She said it'd be a government of delivery. It hasn't been. She said they'd build 100,000 houses. They haven't. She said they'd do light rail. They haven't. She said that she'd end poverty by the first winter. They just haven't.
Although Ms Ardern has set the tone for the election campaign, she refused to say when the election will be held, promising to announce the date early this year. In Martinborough, for Checkpoint, Yvette McCullough.